brought to you by Penguin.
Remembering Peasants by Patrick Joyce, read by Philip Bird. For the Peasants, and in memory of Sean Scheuger, 1941 to 2002. Stone upon stone, on stone a stone, and on that a stone, another stone. From a Polish folk song after Wiesław Maszyński. Prologue. We don't easily remember peasants. The realities of their lives are a dim presence in the historical record. We catch only glimpses. These are two glimpses into the great obscurity that is the centuries-old peasant past of Europe. The first is from the Poland of a century ago. Every field knows its owner. The earth is indignant at every crime committed on its face. The moon watches, and prayers are still said to it. The stars answer a woman or man who knows the right way to ask them. Nothing bad should be said near water. The wind listens and talks. While animals do not know as much as man, they know things he does not. The properties of plants and substances, for instance, which are shown to men by animals. Some animals understand and condemn the immoral acts of man. The bee will never stay with the thief. The stork and the swallow leave a farm when an evil deed has been committed there. The lark, which soars so high, is the favourite bird of the angels. During a storm they hold it in their hands, and when, with every lightning flash, the heaven opens, it is allowed to look in. This way of understanding the earth and the heavens is part of a past we have now lost, lost in less than a single lifetime, lost with barely a sign of its loss in a present that is obsessed with itself. The second glimpse is from the mid-1990s. The place is the Bluestack Mountains in Ireland's far northwest Donegal. A man who had come from the outside in search of the eternal peasant walks and talks with a man called Jimmy as they pass along one of the old roads. It is very late at night. The night is that of the long past of peasant Europe. "Not a light," Jimmy said. "Not a light." I was puzzled by the remark and didn't answer. We walked on. "They're all asleep," he went on. "Not a man up. And you see the way we haven't met a one on the road? Not a one." I wondered who Jimmy expected to meet on the road at 3 a.m, but I grunted a soft assent. We walked on along the ascending road, once more in silence. "Not a one," Jimmy repeated after a while. And then, as though he sensed my perplexity, he added, "I remember the time there'd be ones up and down this road all night. Until dawn, until morning they'd be coming and going. Coming and going, you see, rambling to the cards and music and dancing and all. Piles of them, always." "All night?" "All night." Agriculture in Europe first appeared around 8,500 years ago in what is now modern-day Turkey, spreading west and north thereafter and appearing in Britain, Ireland and Northern Europe approximately 6,000 years ago. At one time, not so long ago in the greater scheme of things, the vast majority of people on the globe were workers on the land, so that it can be said that almost all of us are in one way or another the children of peasants. Now it's all ending, vanishing before our inattentive eyes. These thousands of years of history are coming to an end. In the introduction to his remarkable work on late 20th century peasant experience, Into Their Labours, John Berger wrote that peasants are, in their essential nature, survivors. He went on to say, "For the first time ever, it is possible that the class of survivors may not survive. Within a century, there may be no more peasants. In Western Europe, if the plans work out as the economic planners have foreseen, there will be no more peasants within 25 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?